It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. This is Advice Line. I'm David Masters. And tonight, we're going to be doing something very special. We are going to be playing portions of a new series available from the Foundation of Human Understanding called The Shepherd. And it is a series of four CDs, one containing the Be Still and Know Exercise, the Adam and Eve discussions, and the Kabbalist manuscript, which is an ancient manuscript that was transcribed from the language of Aramaic. These are all programs that were done by my dad, Roy Masters, and now they've been put into a collection called The Shepherd. And there are also more components of that, but many of them will not be available in audio because there's an e-book, and there's How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, How to Conquer Negative Emotions, Adam and Eve Syndrome, and Finding God in Physics, also on The Shepherd. But to play this for you is to play something that is distilled from many hundreds of hours of listening and compiling some of the deepest, probably some of the most meaningful and powerful thought on the subject of human relationships, man-woman relationships. And then in the CD entitled The Kabbalist Manuscript, the exploration of the mysteries of the New Testament are unlocked, and this ancient manuscript discovered by archaeologists written in the language of Jesus of Nazareth. So you will be previewing something that I think you will all want to own and have a copy of and also give to your loved ones, your friends, your family. Now, we need your support for a lot of reasons. One of those reasons is that right now we have an order for thousands of coping strategies, CD, DVD combos. We are waiting on those orders. We have not been able to fulfill those orders. 1,000 of them from the Naval Station in Norfolk, Virginia, and 200 CDs requested by a Veterans Administration doctor in West Virginia also. That's just a few that we have, and we cannot fill those orders until you, the listener, are willing to help by your contributions. And each of your contributions, your donations, are tax deductible. Now, you can do it two ways. You can go to FHU.com and make a contribution over the internet, or you can use snail mail like other people have done for thousands of years. And that is P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. You don't get the address very often, so that's probably why they don't get much mail. It's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Now, there are also people waiting during regular business hours Monday through Friday to take your call. The number is 1-800-877-3227. Again, that is 1-800-877-3227. So tonight we will be previewing for you some very, very beautiful insights, perhaps something you have never even heard in your lifetime, from the Adam and Eve CD from The Shepherd. It says, since the dawn of creation, men and women have sought happy, loving relationships. Here is the ultimate survival guide to avoid broken hearts, homes, and marriages. I don't know anybody who hasn't gone through it, isn't going through it, or will be going through it. And if you are ready for the answers, some of these answers are painful. But, you know, when you go in for a doctor to save your life, you have to go through a little bit of pain in order to be able to survive to have a better life. So again, this is a special program. I'm David Masters. My dad just has to take some time off right now. He will be back shortly. And in the meantime, I'm going to be playing for you as much as I can of The Shepherd, which is a brand new product from FHU.com. That's FHU.com. If you go up there, you can order The Shepherd while you're listening. FHU.com. Or call during regular business hours, 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. David Masters, don't go away.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm David Masters, just sitting in for a short time until my dad returns to the radio. He's had to take a little time off to do some necessary some R&R. And I thought, well, while my dad is away, let's play some of the best that he has done over the years. And as we discuss the topic of, well, what should we play? Well, The Shepherd, which is a brand new product that has just been produced, just in the last 6 months, came to mind. And so what I'm going to be doing for you tonight is I'm going to be playing two CDs of The Shepherd. And this is a 4-CD set that is available from the foundation. If you go to FHU.com, you can look at The Shepherd. It has a beautiful package design. But more than that, these are hundreds and hundreds of hours of carefully edited moments of truth, pearls of great wisdom. From Roy Masters, my dad. And so we will begin tonight with the Adam and Eve CD from The Shepherd. And again, at any point in time, if you wish to order this, you can go to FHU.com. And if you wish to make a contribution, because we do have thousands of our finest sailors, soldiers, Marines, civilian contractors waiting for the coping strategies CDs, and we have not been able to fill those orders because the contributions to the Foundation of Human Understanding, my dad's organization, have been sparse. And so remember that this is listener-supported radio, and also that the work that we are doing here for the troops, for the military, we're doing it free of charge. And so you are helping to support that with every contribution, with every purchase. So without further interruption, I present to you the Adam and Eve story.
Buried in this Adam and Eve story is the knowledge or the principles of what is wrong with the entire human race. Now bear with me. I'll try to explain as much as I can within the framework provided. But the story of the Garden of Eden is so powerful if you know how to interpret it. It speaks to the genetics of the soul. It's not just a fairy story. There's something very deep and very profound here. And if it can be deciphered, if the code can be deciphered, actually it's as plain as the nose on my face, And now I will sort of share with you what I see. You can either agree or disagree with me. But listen carefully, because you can see that everything it says here, everything that the story represents, is going on in your life. The problem between men and women has its roots in the failure of man to love God and to only love himself, to be self-serving, and to get the woman to serve his selfishness. Now, look at that. That's an important beginning, that men have egos. You know that. Women know that. Women know they have to stroke their men's egos in order to have a relationship. If you don't stroke a man's ego and service his ego beast, if you get the drift, you don't have a relationship. A man's loyal to the woman that strokes his ego beast. Now, the ego was the reason for downfall. Ego is man playing God. And the forbidden fruit is simply the trauma experience which separated man from God to become his own God. Of course, that's not possible. The truth was, God said you'd surely die if you ate of the forbidden fruit of knowledge, or the forbidden fruit of pride, puffed up with knowledge. Pride being serviced by knowledge, and also the female that services the pride, the sexual, psychological, sexual need. Now, how many times have you heard me say, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new listener, it is very, very, very simple that if you are corrupted by drugs, if you've ever reached for the forbidden fruit of pot or the forbidden fruit of crack or cocaine, whatever it is that is forbidden, it helps the rebellion of the soul. Even if it was candy bars, little children can be addicted to, in their rebelliousness, to the reassurance of a Twinkie or a candy bar. And indeed, psychologists have stated that junk food can cause aberrant behavior. Now, that isn't true. I can eat chocolates and candies till the cows come home, and it will not produce aberrant behavior. It's only if it's forbidden, if the child knows that the father has forbidden it, and it gives him a sense of freedom from that authority and makes him his own man. You see, it gives him the idea that he can be or she can be his or her own person, you see. Now, that is the connection or the disconnection between man or woman's soul and his or her creator or reality. And reality pursues us as conscience, as though conscience was the enemy. And that which nurtures or services the rebellion, causes the rebellion, enables the rebellion, helps us to rebel, or tempts us, seduces, whatever word you want to use, causes a trauma, causes the separation of man's soul from his creator. And now the man's life, the person's life, whatever it is, whether it's woman, whether it's music, whether it's drugs, it doesn't make it, revolves around the servicing of that rebellion. The wrong always has to feel right about itself. Now, that's laying a very simple groundwork for what I'm about to say. Now, having said that, let's read. Well, let me read. And I say, let's read. You might want to open your Bible to each of the Bible versions are slightly translated, just slightly different. And God created man in his own image. I love that. I just love that. You see, and that image would be reinforced if we would be obedient, not disobedient. The forbidden fruit is the fruit of disobedience. But of course, before disobedience can occur, you would have to have doubt. That's where the serpent comes in and says, you know, I'll read that in a minute. You know, don't really believe God that you'll die if you eat that fruit. You won't surely die. That's what the serpent says. The seducer. The serpent is the seducer. We have plenty of snakes, the once removed serpents in the garden, moving around in human form, acting as the agency of the most low, the desolate one. And the lions of this world, the evils of the world, prowl the earth seeking whom they may devour. And they're everywhere. Temptations are everywhere. Seductions are everywhere, seeking subjects, slaves, for that kingdom of hell on earth as it is in Hades. They're everywhere. You know it. That's the nature of temptation, is to seduce you and separate you from your first estate. Before they can seduce you or separate you, they have to cause you to doubt what you are born to know. They have to appeal to the ego. And the original appeal was to the original ego, but once the ego was been appealed to is no longer an original ego. Only the first man had a forced choice. There's no serpents in the garden. There is no forbidden fruit, basically, on an original first-time basis. The first man had the choice. He blew it. He gave birth to children, and that's what I want to talk to you about. Children who are subject to that system. It's called being born in sin. But the image of God in man is nurtured by the obedience through faith. You can't have faith, obedience without faith. You have faith in what you know is right in your heart. You hold firm. You hold fast to it through all kinds of temptations. And you strengthen that bond between you and your God. And the nature of God springs up in you and is nurtured by his love. He's rewarded by his love. The same relationship between you and your Creator exists, but in reverse to the seducer. The seducer makes you doubt what you know. And that's easy to do because we're all fallen beings, and death through sin spread through the whole human race, what it speaks about in Romans. That's exactly right. There was one choice. One choice, and I'm going to talk to you about the salvation from choice. The salvation from being born in sin, being subject to the temptations of the world. That's what we're all dealing with. We all come into the world with two natures, but subject to the dark side of the force. And I'm going to be talking about that too. And that we are somewhat compulsive. You know, we don't have the image of our Creator in us, breathed into us. We're born chattel to the serpent, the seductive forces of the world we live in. Parents have a difficult time. Fathers have difficult time keeping their children from the appeals, the excitements, the enticements of the world around them. The children don't know what they're getting into. The fathers can hardly tell them. They can't help the children see what they see. A lot of the fathers are sort of subject to themselves and think there's nothing wrong with children being seduced and allow their children to be seduced because they feel like it's natural because the natural man has sort of evolved in them and feels no guilt, no shame. The natural man has no knowledge, nor does the natural man want to know knowledge of the other origin. You heard me speak about the other origin of man. Well, there are two origins. One is a man was taken from the dust of the earth and the image of God, the nature of God put into him and the breath of life was breathed into him. He became a living soul. But as the seduction took root and man doubted truth, he became a living ghoul. And this living ghoul, I'm just using terms so that you will understand what I'm saying. The living ghoul is a changeling. It doubts God. It doubts truth. It is a wrong that never wants to see that it's wrong. It doesn't have the nature, the image of God in him, but it has the image of the desolate one, the enemy of the Creator. The seducer is invisible, just like the serpent is not seen, although depicted, as operating through the female and appealing to the concupiscence, which is the rebellious nature of man. It's not the woman's fault, you understand. I'm not trying to impugn the women as though it was all their fault. No, far from it. But I'm saying it's operating through. This is how it operates. And it operates through the concupiscence of man. The desire of man, which is an latent, unconscious perhaps, desire, invisible, unseen, desire to be what he should not be, or to have the same stature as a god might have. After all, man's nature is created close to God. He was made in his image and given a God identity, an id entity, you see, an identity or id entity, you see, and a bonding. That bonding would continue to evolve the identity that comes from God through the obedience, through all the things you suffer. Temptation in the garden makes that obedience or disobedience possible. That the temptations of life test our allegiance. And where we fail, and we all do, we're all born in sin, so therefore eventually we fail, but we are plagued by pain. We are plagued by the presence of his identity following us through life and beckoning us wordlessly back home again, like the prodigal son. See? But the pleasures and the temptations and the seductions and the cruelties, tyrannies of this world, operating through other failed beings, trying to recruit us, you and me, succeeding for the most part, they test our relationship. And where we fail, and up to the point where we are saved, there's the word, up to the point where we are saved from sin by God's Son who came for that purpose. But until the time that we have experienced and understood the plan of salvation, as much as Adam didn't understand the plan of his downfall. You see, he was not privy to that. But as his progeny, as the sons and daughters of the first man, the Adamic man, we do know what he got into because we're born into it. It's called being born into sin, being subject to that evil one. And we are the fruits of a dysfunctional family. There was a first dysfunctional family. Adam had two sons and one killed the other. I mean, right off the bat. Because he was jealous of his bright nature. Cain killed Abel. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to say is that we're born subject to the temptations of the world. And our parents have also failed. And because they have failed, because they have not been saved themselves, they could not impart to us and be held up as role models. Isn't that the problem with children today? They're not inspired by the goodness of their parents because the goodness of their parents is mostly phony. You know, when they speak truth, it's Christianese or Jewishese or Hinduese or whatever it is. And they make noises like they understand, but the real person isn't there. The real person who can save us is a Christ-like man, and you can see through him, and you can see through his transparent ego to his creator. But until we are saved, the relationship that we have with the earth, with the world, continues to nurture, to make us doubt, to keep us off balance. It keeps nurturing the fallen nature. The fallen nature keeps craving, running from the truth, running from conscience, because conscience always seems like the enemy to the nature of Satan in us. The word Satan, forgive me, it's not a bad word. It is the dark nature. We're sons of the Most Low until we're sons and daughters of the Most High. And only those of us who are, well, not completely transmogrified. Do you remember that movie, The Lost Boys? Did you see that movie, The Lost Boys? Young men that were transformed into vampires, but they went through a sort of an intermediate stage where they weren't completely vampires, and there was a way back. And that's what we're like, basically speaking. We're sort of like not completely vampires. We're not completely transmogrified, not completely downwardly transcended. That we're not completely subject, but we're still being shaped by those forces. And there's a light within us trying to show us, hey, now look who your master is. Are you getting any better by responding and indulging in promiscuous sexual feelings and smoking and drinking and taking the forbidden fruit and feeling good and feeling and partying and drinking and beating your wife and wife swapping? Are you feel good about that? Because all those forbidden experiences are just reinforcing the dark side of your nature in conflict and contradistinction to the bright side of your nature. You follow that? And that's not the image of God that's growing up in you, ladies and gentlemen. That's the image, that's the nature of the dark side of the force, to put it in the Star Wars terms. Do you see that? Now, if there's any good in you, there's conflict. Now, you need to understand the nature of conflict, and you need to be saved from the grip, from the reinforcement, the compulsion in you to go towards the dark, to escape the light. So the dark side, in escaping from the light side, the truth, the pain of guilt, feels good or God about itself. And so you're drawing up into yourself the nature of that which you cannot see, but that which will manifest in you as hell on this earth.
Taking some time off, and you're listening to The Shepherd. And this is a beautiful, beautiful compilation of many hundreds and hundreds of hours of editing for CD in The Shepherd, The Adam and Eve Syndrome, The Be Still and Know, The Kaboris Manuscript, an ancient New Testament manuscript discovered by archaeologists written in Aramaic. You can order this by going to FHU.com, FHU.com, or writing to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, or you can call during regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Now, let's continue with the Adam and Eve CD from The Shepherd, Part 2.
Hello, everyone. I was saying that the first man was created. The breath of life was breathed into him, and he was made in the image of the Creator, but that image has been displaced by corruption. We call it sin. That image has been displaced. I wanted to show you something here about displacement of images, because it goes on to say, let me just backtrack a little bit in a minute. I'll backtrack in a minute. Just want to make a point and then come back to this displacement of images. He created them male and female, ladies and gentlemen, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Now look, he goes on to talk to them about diet in the next paragraph, but I want to stop here for a moment. He created them and blessed them and said, multiply and be fruitful. Now, this is a very delicate issue. Remember, man is transmogrifiable, means capable of mutation in his own lifetime because of temptation. Animals are not transmogrifiable in their own lifetime. They get disease and die, but they don't change in their own lifetime. The succeeding generations' changes are projected into, but not in their own lifetime. You see people getting old and ugly because of sin, basically. Up to a certain time, a person can help themselves, how they look, and after certain times, they can't help how they look. But after a certain point, they can, you see. And it's because of a threshold in everyone's life where they can see what's happening to them, that something wrong with the way they exist, but they then will deny what's wrong with the way they exist, and they want to be accepted for what they are. And to play that little game is playing footsies with the devil, you see. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it makes sense to me while I'm talking about it. You just reach back, you know, downward and outward rather than inward and upward. You see? You run, and you run into your transmogrifiers. You run into your corruptors, and they look like your friends, and I've gone into that before. But there was an experiment done with some spiders. Some scientists did some experiments with some spiders, and they put a female spider on a television set. So there's no scent or odor or any pheromones that usually attract the reproductive instincts and awaken them in the male of the species. And they noted that the male spider would respond to the form and the image only. That there was some kind of implanted knowing of how to reproduce with its own species. Change the species a little bit and the male spider is not attracted. Just the image. There is an imprint. There's a program in there that the spider only responds to the image of that, and therefore is attracted to mate with it, drawn to it. Now, this is true with human beings too. There is an imprint, and I started to say that the imprinting of a man and the nature of man has come from God.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Advice Line. I'm David Masters sitting in. I'm your moderator this evening. While we listen to selected portions of The Shepherd, which is a new product available from the Foundation of Human Understanding, my dad, Roy Masters, has been over 50 years helping people, no matter what the cost to him. And so this is a beautiful gift for your loved ones, your family, friends, and for people who are in the military, who are struggling with the stress of war. Go to FHU.com. FHU.com. You can order The Shepherd right now. Or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Remember, this is listener-supported radio. We need your help. We have thousands of CDs waiting to be made for the fine people that serve this country. Don't go away. Be right back with more Advice Line.
Are you ready to stop struggling with your problems?
Every night I take a drive out into the wilderness area around here and sometimes wept because I couldn't figure out what was still wrong. What he did for me is he bore witness to everything that was already running through my mind, and through doing that, helped me delve into my past and see where things went wrong. And as the resentment has fallen away, as he says, without trying, my bad habits are disappearing.
Are you ready to stop being so emotional and angry and upset all the time?
The drinking's gone. The drugging is gone. I quit smoking 5 months ago, and I don't even care about it anymore. It's amazing. I've lost 15 pounds in the last 2 months, and I'm running again. And it's all without saying I have to do it. It just happens.
These are the words of people whose lives have changed radically because they've discovered how to gain control over their negative emotions.
I know that a lot of people are listening, because I was, and I was really hurting. And I just turned on the radio, and it really helped me just, like, have peace at night. But I feel like I had to call, and, you know, it's very important that he stays on the radio and still gives his advice, even though people may feel that it's harsh or whatever they may feel, but it's honest and it's real, and people need to hear the truth and not have it sugarcoated.
He's very much appreciated, and he has helped me. It's been taking years for him to personally get through all the layers of things with me, but I'm coming along. We're always reaching out for an answer, and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. It's all the different ways that he attacked that. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
These people have discovered that stress itself really isn't the problem. It's the way we react to it. Learn how to deal with stress properly, and all of your other problems will begin to fade away.
Roy, thank you for all the truth you said. And since I listen to you regularly, I went from 300 pounds to 140. Before that, I quit being promiscuous. I gave up pot. I gave up going to bars. Married. Oh, we are still married, almost 30 years. Listening to you, I got so much better as the years passed. Our daughters never did pot, never got drunk, never were promiscuous. Both are married, one to a soldier, one to a Marine. We're that blessed thanks to you waking just one of the parents up.
Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. Are you ready to take control over your life?
Before I got involved in doing the observation exercise, I used to go to a 12-step group. I don't go to them anymore because I discovered that they're basically worthless, because all I'm doing is talking about my past. Since I started doing the exercise, I barely think about the past anymore. It's going away. But even in those periods when I used to go to these recovery groups, it seemed like the longest period of time I could ever go without backsliding would be like 3 months. This time, I don't feel guilty about what I did. I understand what I did. This type of an incident in the past would have put me in a depression. I would have stopped working, just created more and more pain for myself. You talk about how you effortlessly will leave these things behind, and it's so true. It's so amazing.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Learn how to deal with stress properly. Visit FHU.com.
And welcome to Advice Line. I'm David Masters. You're listening to a very special presentation of The Shepherd. This is a new product available through the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or by ordering through the mail. One can do that these days still. And it's at one P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And we continue now. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is listener-supported radio, and you are the support that we need. We have 1,000 CDs for the military requested by the Naval Station at Norfolk, Virginia, and 200 CDs requested by a Veterans Administration doctor. That's just 1,200 right now that we need your support to send out. So if you will, go to FHU.com right now and help us to help the military. Make a donation that's tax deductible. And now we will continue with The Shepherd, the Adam and Eve CD, part two.
And that had man and woman been faithful, had there been no temptation to be transmogrified, it's an interesting word, where there was no temptation, and they were like all the other creatures of the field, where there's no temptation, there's no virtue, the scripture says. There's no courage without danger. There's no up without a down. There's no beautiful without an ugly. There's no good without evil. Good isn't possible without something to test it and to prove it and to make it possible. Therefore, when we fail the test, when the temptation has won the day and we have allowed ourselves through some character defect, when we fail to deal with temptation properly, as the first man did, remember there was only purity in the first man. Jesus is an archetype of Adam and can restore us to our perfection through faith, because Adam lost perfection through doubt. Adam, for example, did not believe God because the serpent says, did God say that if you ate of the fruit, you'll die? No, that's not the case. I'm just using my own words now. You shall not surely die. See, God, what he's saying is God's not telling you the truth. And he probably gave him a supporting spiel. And I can make up a supporting spiel if you want to, but that will cause me to digress from my point. And only because of the inclination of the soul, the right to choose between good and evil, to be one's own God or own good, only evil will turn that around. And only the concupiscent nature of a man like Adam, with that free-willing choice, the freedom to love God or play God, only the serpent, that subtle, which is the most subtle of all the creatures, and he still is, the most subtle of all the creatures of the garden, only that understands how to appeal to that deep inside the psyche of Adam, or you're any man today. Every man's born subject to it. But only the serpent understands this. The man himself did not. People today, your children, do not. That's why you have to have strength and love and understanding for your children, because you'll lose them. Because they're born subject to those influences. They're born believing that wrong is right, because there's something wrong in them that is more naturally responds and is enabled and nurtured by the world than and more bothered by a conscience, which seems to be unnatural, but a conscience is God's nature beckoning to us. Do you follow me? The point that I want to make is that about the spider and about man is that the temptation represents trauma. And trauma causes what we call the fall, an invasion, you see, a failure of man's soul to remain bonded, faithfully bonded to his creator. And faithfully bonded to a creator, rewarded because of a contact, an affinity, a bonding, which identifies man as God manifest in human form, God's child, a lesser God, if you like. See? Now, let me just illustrate that. You say to your son, I don't want you to ride your bicycle today. Some kid comes along and says, I don't listen to you, Dad. Let's go for a ride. And he says, but Dad said, you know, never mind your dad. He looks, your dad was a kid once. He expects you to rebel. What are you talking about? You know, you be your own person. You just can't listen to your dad all the time. He's just giving you a test. He wants you to see, I'm just playing the devil's advocate here for a moment. If he loved his father, he would say no. My father said no, and I'm not going. I love my dad. No, I don't care what you say. And so if there was a natural inclination to love the father and trust the father, you'd have a natural sense that what was about to happen is dangerous and wrong. But most kids are not so inclined, Adam especially, and He doubted what God says, you shall not eat that fruit of the knowledge of evil and good and become your own God and filled with self-knowledge and pride. That's what it's, I'm adding words to it, of course. Because in the day you shall do that, you shall surely die. Death is separation from the vine of life, the true vine of life, which Christ himself represents and comes to reconcile us to God, the vine of life, through him. Now I'm being very scriptural and being very philosophical, but back to the point that I was making. You know that Patty Hearst, she had a good home and a decent life, and she was the daughter of a very wealthy parents who owned newspapers, and then she was kidnapped. And then she was seduced and she was beaten and her soul was not capable of dealing with all those temptations, those tortures. And the next thing you know, she was supporting the SLA, the Sindhianese Liberation Army, sympathizing with them, machine gun in hand, robbing banks. What happened? Change of allegiance. Now, there's a lot I can say about that, but human beings, you can change the allegiance. But you must dispirit a person to do it, because a first man's first allegiance should be to his spirit. Now, the trouble is, man, the first man, became dispirited in that sense, because he fell from God to be his own God, and he became transformed. Something unholy rose up there in his psyche, standing there unholy in this place of the holy. There's a dark side of America. Many people who are dark in their natures, cruel, wicked, immoral, morally bankrupt, and their representatives in government that represent their interests rather than the good people. See, we have, even America has two sides. America is becoming schizoid, and now, of course, you look very carefully, if the dark side of Americans, if the wrong people are nurtured, especially if something unholy gets into the place of the holy, gets into the White House, gets into the Supreme Court, that spirit that's there will set aside all that is good and all that's meaningful and nurture all that is bad in the body politic. And slowly but surely, the people, the cells of the body politic, there's more and more of them, and the good is pushed out, and we have an evil empire. And it's the same thing inside your body, inside your mind. And that's what I call transmogrification, something unholy standing in the place of the holy. Now, you see what God says here. He said, he blessed them, and he said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Had man been faithful in that temptation, the multiplication of children would be without the bitterness, without the sorrow, and that without the sadness, without the cursedness of the ground, and he would live a life without toil, but with happiness and joy, without reaping the thistles and thorns, you see, and without having to work his buns off, pardon the expression, and to return to the ground because dust they were and to dust they shall return, and to produce children, as you can see, the children that came from that union weren't blessed. They were multiplied. The man and woman have multiplied in sorrow, and sorrow and suffering and misery has been the lot of the human race because we're born subject to that system from which, into which man fell in his concupiscence, in doubting God and believing in whatever he believed in. If you trust yourself and you know what's right, and then someone will come along and make you doubt, doesn't that cause a transference of control? If you doubt yourself, there is something inside you that is not completely loyal. You may not like the fact that, well, like a lot of people, I'm afraid to say, they kind of resent my children because they got a good father and they didn't have one. And they have a sort of secret resentment, but they cover it all up. It's all secret. And you doubt. All of a sudden, you're not my friend anymore. All of a sudden, you're my adversary. All of a sudden, you have secret hates and angers towards me. When you pass me in the street, you're ashamed to look at me. You're afraid to face me. And you're very guilty. But what you have become, the lie you've bought, has to be reinforced. Because your conscience will catch up with you. Or I will meet you on the street, and you will feel like you want to run. You feel very embarrassed. Maybe you'll pretend to be nice, or you'll duck in a doorway when you see me coming, so you don't have to face and feel the cringing and the pain of your secret concupiscence, your treachery. And you'll run to your friends for comfort, just like crooks do. If you can be persuaded to steal something, let's say you worked in a bank and some people worked a little number on your head, and you were friends with the bank manager and the rest of the tellers and the secretaries, and someone convinced you or talked you into being part of a heist, and you were the inside person. Now, having completed that and having been seduced from the right loyalty to the wrong loyalties, when you became a wrong person, you did what you did, don't you see how your loyalties are altered? That the guard at the door, old Joe, friend of the family, is no longer a friend of your family. He's a threat. The bank manager, the tellers, you're very defensive. But guess who your friends are? The people who seduced you into thinking that you got a benefit. And they may give you a cut, and you may got a benefit, but it's a very sick benefit. And when you're walking down the street, the police cars, you see them coming around the corner, and, well, you duck in a doorway because the policeman is not your friend. The policeman is a friend, theoretically, of the law-abiding person, but an enemy of the lawbreaker. So you see, symbolically and actually, you find refuge in those people who have seduced you. And it's a spiritual thing. And now I'm coming back to the point that I've been making throughout the whole of the program today. And that is that if man had continued in his faith and not doubted, not been separated from his first estate, had not the dark side come up into him, and of course, had he not been separated from his creator.
Well, you're listening to The Shepherd, and this is a new product from my dad, Roy Masters, available at the Foundation of Human Understanding website, FHU.com. And Roy Masters is just taking some R&R, and he'll be back. But in the meantime, we need your support. We have thousands of Patriot Outreach requests for the coping strategies. We can't fill those orders because we need your contributions to help us do that. P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com. I'm David Masters. You're listening to The Shepherd, and we'll return after these messages.
Are you one of the millions of people that suffers with anxiety? If you want to be free, you have to ask yourself why, and then accept the truth that will set you free.
I've noticed is it's not really resentment that I seem to be recovering from. It's anxiety. It seems like whenever the subject of either fear, anxiety, worry come up, the conversation turns to resentment. So through this observation exercise and through being just, you know, really being willing to walk through the fire, I've been seeing some stuff that's really uncomfortable, like that feeling in the solar plexus, that tingling, uncomfortable feeling. I used to cover that feeling up through, you know, smoking cigarettes, adrenaline that came through sex. So if I felt that fear feeling, I'd turn it into adrenaline and try to take control. Now I see what he was talking about. Something to the effect of you become subject to your will. There are times when I'll wake up in the morning and I'll realize that I've been dreaming for the last 2 hours and I'm sitting here having dreams I don't want to have. And I mean, I'm talking about compelling dreams that I would normally, if I was awake, I would be feeling compelled to act on. Things that are destructive ideas. I think what it is that temptation pops up, and the moment that you actually act on it, you've just fed it, thinking that, oh, if I just give into it, it'll go away. You end up being subject to it. That is what I think you're referring to.
So the question is, how do you stop the endless loop of thinking that compels you to do the things you don't want to do, to have the fears you don't want to have? It's simple. Visit FHU.com. That's FHU.com. and download Be Still and Know. It will neutralize the thoughts that come through your mind. Visit FHU.com and conquer anxiety now. If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website FHU.com. That's FHU.com. And welcome to Advice Line. I'm David Masters, sitting in while my dad takes some R&R. He will be back. What you're listening to tonight is The Shepherd. It is a 4-CD compilation recently offered by the Foundation of Human Understanding, which is at FHU.com. And if you would like to order, you can call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday. And now we continue with the final part of Part 2 of Adam and Eve.
Bonding with his creator. Had he not been bonded through the female, and this is very important because my future dissertations or discussions with you will revolve about the man and woman relationship. As I said, through the female, and it's not the woman's fault, but the agency. I'll just say one more time. If you fall to taking cocaine, cocaine is what reassures you that the wrong that is produced in you is not wrong. See, cocaine and the person offering you the cocaine, the pusher and the dope, the woman and the fruit, you see, they act upon the soul of a victim, a potential victim. And once they destroy his resistance and he falls to that temptation, once his resistance collapses, then a strange thing happens. A new person is formed. A new person formed that is in conflict with the person that they were, and seeks refuge in that which has recreated him in the image of the dark side of the force. And therefore, if you are corrupted by music, you go back to music. If you're further corrupted by music and drugs, then you'd go, music and drugs would be the place the homing salmon goes back to spawn himself and reinforce the ego and nurture the ego and validate his ego. Are you following that? And now, let's say there's nobody in the garden except a donut and Adam. And the donut spoke to Adam. I'm just joking now, of course. It's just being lighthearted. Then a man would be addicted to the donut. Men can have sexual feelings for all the things that support him, tease him, tempt him. Support ego. You can have sexual feelings for other men that play the role of a female. It's called homosexuality. See, if that perversity is in you, you will seek a perverse partner to nurture the perversity in you, to make you feel good about yourself. But what I'm going to say is this, and I'm going to finish off the point. Had man not fallen, has not his soul, the image of himself, become displaced or corrupted, then he would not have had all the woes. He would have multiplied and been blessed in his multiplication, in his sexuality, and the world would have been a beautiful place, full of bright-natured, happy children with no corruption and horror in them. Of course, it wasn't to happen. It didn't. What I'm trying to say is now, let me just backtrack a little bit. I'm going to come to the end of the program in just a minute. I want to finish off this idea. But let me just take it back a different way. You ladies who've had a father that you hate, I'm going to put it in down-to-earth terms. You've got a father you hate. You really, really, really hated him. That's a seduction. You fall from your innocence when you hate your father. Guess what? Your nature is transmogrified. And guess what? The image, like the spider, instead of being attracted to godly and good men to reproduce, guess what? The reproductive urge is transmogrified to men like your father. All your life, you will be plagued, cursed, to be attracted to only men who are rotten and treat you bad like your father. I just want to focus in on this. Is it true that you have trouble with men, ladies? See, I'm talking it from a lady's point of view. I was talking it from a man's point of view, with a woman being the temptation. Now I'm saying it from another point of view, from the woman's view, with a man being the seducer, being the corrupter, offering the forbidden fruit, being molested, being mistreated. The anger that you feel toward your father, the corruption that results, is so traumatic that it transports the image from reproducing good, from cohabiting with a good man. In other words, good men become intolerable because they're embarrassing. Just like if you stole something from a bank and you did wrong, the nice old friendly Joe, the guard at the front of the building and the bank manager, they're no longer your friends. You find yourself consorting with the lowlifes that have seduced you. They are attractive. They're supportive of the wrong in you. You see that? Now, is it true that if a bum within 50 miles, you'll be attracted to him? Have you noticed that? And that your life is full of misery and suffering because you attract wrong men? Because the image in you, the female image in you, is affected by the hatred you have for your father. And having hated him and have been seduced by him, by his cruelty or by his actual seduction, his molestation, that psychic image inside you finds only cohabitation and comfort in having become wrong, can only be comforted by wrong. And therefore you are downbreeding yourself. Do you follow that? This whole country is downbreeding itself and producing kids involved with every wrong imaginable. Sex and wildness, all encouraged, so that more hell on earth can be multiplied and the sufferings with it.
And you're listening to The Shepherd by Roy Masters. It's available at FHU.com. FHU.com. The Shepherd is a 4-CD compilation, including the Be Still and Know exercise, which is the concentration exercise taught to the United States military. We need your donations to help us fill orders for our fine servicemen and women. So please go to FHU.com and don't go away, because we have more of The Shepherd coming back.
Resolving just one deadly underlying emotion can restore you to complete health. Doctors know that most health issues like PTSD, depression, and heart problems are anger-based, and treating their symptoms with expensive drugs and surgery is counterproductive. Thankfully, there's a simple exercise called coping strategies that is helping millions of people to turn stresses that were killing them into stresses that are curing them. Under any pressure, this CD works by depriving a variety of morbid symptoms of its angry fuel. Consequently, all emotion-based diseases and addictions wither away all by themselves without struggle or effort on your part. Coping strategies is simply basic training for the mind. $25 cost to civilians allows grants to veterans. Log on to FHU.com, FHU.com, or write Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Are you overwhelmed by pressure and stress?
Already things are being resolved in my life. Fences are coming down. I'm mending fences that really broke the ice fly. I'm so grateful.
Are you ready to have your life become a success story?
I had gone through 15 years of therapy with a psychiatrist. It still didn't help. So I bought several of the CDs, and he had a lot of the answers that I didn't get with the doctor. It's been real helpful. I don't get as worked up about problems. I just stay calm. Different things will come up, and I'll just work it out.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com.